Two writers say those poll numbers are a sign of the environmental movement's political failure. They wrote a controversial paper last fall called The Death of Environmentalism. It criticized groups like the Sierra Club for failing to build broader political support. One of the authors, Michael Schellenberger, says environmentalists can learn from the conservative movement.
The challenge is to figure out what sort of proposal do we need to put out there that's going to excite the American people, that's going to draw people to us and divide our opponents. It's not going to pass right away. The conservatives didn't just figure out a really neat card trick and suddenly get control over all three branches of government. They spent 30, 40 years coming up in their think tanks with really great ideas that they could figure out how to sell to the American people, and gradually over time, winning over the culture. Environmental groups have taken for granted for far too long their relationship of trust with the American people. We need to start earning that back.
President Bush and his advisors have often focused on making sure that the president is always advocating very big ideas. A tax cut would be an example of a very large idea that is acceptable for various reasons to a large number of groups of people. Social security changes that the president favors, they may not succeed politically, but you can't accuse it of not being a big idea. What is the environmental equivalent of that kind of big idea, one equivalent?
The public isn't clear what big and bold initiative we're advocating. We need to take a step back and get clear about what kind of a country we want to live in. And then from there, we can figure out what sort of a political proposal should we make. Consider, for example, that Europe and Japan currently dominate the clean energy industries of the future, whether it's solar panel production or windmill production or advanced vehicles. American workers and American industry are being left behind, and you see the consequence in terms of a shrinking labor movement, declining incomes of American workers. If we were to cast our vision for the country around a major investment in these industries of the future, you can get people quite excited about the good jobs that will be created in these new industries.
Carl Pope, the head of the Sierra Club, wrote a long paper in response to your long paper, in which he says that you're just factually wrong on some points. You talk about the way that fuel economy standards have been sold by the environmental movement. You say the environmental movement should have been finding ways to work with the auto industry and with labor unions instead of against the auto industry and against labor unions. And Carl Pope says, hey, we're already trying that. We're already doing that. We're doing everything we can.
Well, sure, the environmental movement goes and meets with labor unions and with auto industry representatives to figure out how to get those other interests to support environmental proposals. That's very different than taking a step back and saying, what is the problem that we're trying to solve here, and what is our vision for a revitalized American auto industry? I mean, if you look at this problem of low fuel efficiency standards, there's huge health care costs facing American auto companies that restricts their ability to invest more heavily into the kind of R&D that would lead to a whole next generation of vehicles that would happen to have better fuel economy standards. But if you were to propose to environmental groups that one of their priorities ought to be national health care to take this burden off of American automakers, you'd be told that health care is not an environmental issue. It's that kind of politics that we believe needs to die so that something much more ecological, so to speak, can be born.
Michael Schellenberger is the co-author of The Death of Environmentalism, a paper that made waves in environmental circles a number of months ago. We're hearing him on this Earth Day. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.